Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
Guess what? You're going to get it. That's just like the other day. I sent a set of tapes out to a lady, and she sent them back, or not sent the tape back, she sent a letter back to me about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks later. And she said, I've listened to all of your tapes 2 or 3 times. But she said, if I'm hearing you right, you are saying that if I have enough faith, I don't have to be in this sick condition. And I thought, ma'am, you heard me exactly right. But she said, if you think I'm going to believe that, you got another thing coming. I thought to myself, well, be sick if you want to. It's your choice. I just tell you what Jesus says, and then you're going to have to either believe him or believe the doctor. I mean, I've just got to worry more. I don't have any pity for nobody that won't believe God's word. I'm going to tell you, the world you live in today, you have spoke it into existence with your mouth. It's yours. Now, it may be because of stupidity, because it was on my part until 20 years ago, the world that I was living in was the world I had spoken into existence with my mouth, and it was a considerably different world than the one I live in today. Now, then I have a much greater amount of knowledge of the Word of God today than I did 25 years ago. And my world today that I live in is totally different. In fact, the world I live in today, at 62 years old in December, which is not very far off, I've not had one sick day, not one problem for 13 years. My pastor came to me the other day and he said, Thurman, you're completely arrogant with that statement. He said, I've heard you make that statement. I said, no, I'm just praising God for it. I said, now, if you can't walk in it, shame on you. I said, now, if you want to listen to what I'm telling you and you want to learn to walk in it, it's your choice. He said, Thurman, I got a friend that was in a wheelchair, died in a wheelchair at 40 years old. Are you telling me because he didn't have enough faith that he died in that wheelchair? I said, I'm not saying you that. I'm saying you Jesus said that. That's the way I believe. Now, when we read over there in Matthew 17:20 and Mark 9:23, Jesus said, if you can believe, what can you do? All things. Now, was he telling you the truth or was he lying to you? I believe he was telling me the truth. I'm going to believe him instead of what they told me or instead of what they told these people down at the seminary or whatever else. Anytime anybody tells me anything that don't line up what's in this book, guess who I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe the book. When I believe the book, guess what I see happen? I see the sick healed. I see souls saved. I see marriages put back together. I see demons go away from people's families. I see the dead raised. I see people get up off their deathbeds and walk out of a room when a doctor says they only got days or weeks or hours left to live. In fact, this lady that I was telling you a while ago earlier that had the cancer on her nose, she told me, she said, I want just as soon as Harold gets his strength back, she said, I want you and your wife to come over. We're going to have Judy and Harold over. And I want you to meet them and talk to them, because Harold was the one that was laying there, I guess 3 months ago or something like that, on his deathbed. Whenever I was asked to go down there, they called in the Catholic priest, which he was a Catholic. He was in a hospital in Dallas, and they called in the priest to say the last rites over him, which he did. And then they had called in the doctor that was there when I got there, when they called me and asked me to come pray. Now, this lady, the wife of this man that was laying there dying, had listened to a woman 4 years before tell about a man that came to their house and prayed over her husband when he was on his deathbed. In a week, he was healed. Well, she didn't give it much thought. She's kind of like a lady last night that I was telling about, and she goes to church with me. And I said, by the way, had Betty told you what happened about Judy Prince in the Corpus? And she said, no. What happened? And I said, went down and cast a demon out of her, and she got up off her deathbed totally healed. She had 1 week left to live. And she just turned and started talking to my wife. You think she believed what I told her? No. She'd known me for years. But do you think she believed that? No. What's wrong with people in the church? They either don't know the Word of God, or they don't believe these things happen. You know what she should have said whenever I told her that story? She should praise God. Thank the Lord for this. But she couldn't do that because she don't believe it happened. Yeah. Do you know why people don't believe these things happen today? Because they never see it happen. If you do have a man of God that's given an apostolic a set of power by the Holy Spirit, and he does start walking in the gifts of the Spirit, most pastors won't let you come speak in their church. You know why? Because they're intimidated. They don't want to think there's somebody else got more power from God than they do. Now then, who does this power come from? From God. If God wants to give these gifts to whoever He wants to give them to, He says, I'll give these gifts to whom I want to. And if He gives you a gift and you're using it for His glory, you ought to say, come, brother, come over here in my church. I got 30, 40 people sick in my church. Let's come over here and you speak to them and get them healed in the name of Jesus. And guess what will happen in that church, Fred? Great revival will break out. God will become real in that church. And then first thing you know, if the pastor will yield himself to the Holy Spirit, guess after that apostolic man moves away from that church, when that man comes up from where he was into that same level, guess what will start happening in that church if he'll start teaching God's Word? The same things. The same things. But if a man, did you know if you take a church and you say, we're going to have a revival, Jesus saves. Let's put a great big sign out there that says, Jesus is the Savior. That sounds like a good idea, Thurman. Let's do that. Let's put another one down under it. Jesus is the healer. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's put another bigger one. Jesus is the deliverer. He'll set you free from demons. Now, wait a minute, Thurman. Let's don't carry this. Let's don't get too far out. Am I telling you the truth? But if we put those signs up and give Him the glory, and we give Him the glory for being the Savior, and give Him the glory for being the healer, and give Him the glory for being the deliverer, and we bring these people in and say, Jesus done all these things for you. All these things are yours. All you got to do is believe Him. And we begin to preach that whenever people come forward for us to pray for their salvation, guess what's going to happen? They're going to get saved. When we pray and we touch them in the name of Jesus for healing, guess what they're going to get? They're going to get healed, aren't they, Jane? When we speak to them and teach them that Jesus is the deliverer, and we begin to speak the delivering power of Jesus over their homes, what's going to happen in your home? Isn't it awesome? See? It's awesome. I mean, it just blesses my heart when I have a lovely lady like this that comes here that just a few weeks ago that was living in hell in her home.
Will I be able to share later?
Yes, in fact, I'll tell you what, let's do. Right here where we are, come up here to this microphone and tell us right now. Come in. Why don't you just come right up here to this microphone right now and you just tell us, you give this testimony. Come on up here. I love to give God the glory. When He does great things, I love to hear testimonies. So just come up here and get there before that microphone and pull it down to where you can, where you get right to it. And you tell us what Jesus done in your home.
Well, praise be to God. I had to make a list. There were so many things. We have been blessed more in our home since Brother Thurman came over and shared scriptures and there was some deliverance done. Can you hear me?
Yeah, stay close. Speak loud.
We've been married 7 months. God brought back my ex-husband. He put a family back together. And a lot happened since that day. But I give God all the glory. I've been saved for many years. My husband's been a Christian for a year, and God is doing a great job. But let me just tell you some of the things. You know, we knew we weren't in the plan that God had for us, but I didn't understand blessings and cursings, but I knew we were under a curse. So we took care of some things, took authority over it, and within the... Was that 2 weeks ago?
I believe it was.
This is some of the things that have happened. Glory be to God. Last Sunday, we took two people to church, and they were led to receive salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One of our children wanted piano lessons. We could not afford it. She goes to a public school. Her teacher called me. She's given her piano lessons for the next 2 years with no price. because she says she has been a blessing to her, and she has talent. She's also won several awards, officers and student council, and she's a Christian. She's being a leader in the public school, and I praise God for that. My husband, Paul, is learning how to receive the love of the Father. He never had an earthly father that cared for him the way he should, but he's learning to receive the love of the Father, and he's passing that love on to me. He's no longer loving me at arm's length. Praise you, Jesus. We are blessed going in and going out. We are now homeschooling. He had adopted his adopted sister's child, and she's 12, Christina. He did not agree with me before about taking her out of the public schools one night. He said, I agree with you. And we've stood on it, and I'm homeschooling her now. Praise be to God. And that in itself is just a blessing. There's no strife in our home. It is gone. In the name of Jesus, we have started embracing his grace. It's a Bible school. And, you know, that's just an awesome blessing to know we've been married 7 months. And I know what God's called us to do. And we thank him for that, that he's offered that opportunity. I recently, about 3 months ago, said I had a large mass on the left lung. They said it's not cancer, or they can't find it now when they did the CAT scan. But my lethargy is gone. I'm no longer sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day. I'm up all day, and I sleep all night. Although I did come under attack last night, but that's gone. my health is improving more and more each day. And we're just learning that our Father loves us so much, but we've got to receive it. And I've been saved, like I said, many years, but what he's done in our lives in just the 2 weeks has just been awesome. But here's a really good testimony. My husband, we go to Bible school, and he's a big man, big stomach, and he didn't have any suits. And through God, the Father gave him $200-$300 suits that didn't need altering. Arm length was fine. The length of the pants was fine. The waist was fine. And they look like they've never been worn. And then through some other things that happened, he received some more clothes because he's very hard to fit. And the bigger clothes are more expensive. So, good grades for Christina, even though and she's been brought forth from that, from some bad grades into good grades. So that's a lot in 2 weeks.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and he's a mighty God, and we love serving him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.